They're not talking about ending the dollar anymore. They're actively building the system to replace it. And it's not some distant theoretical threat. It's operational right now. On January 15th, 2026, the BRICS nations officially launched the UNIT, a new settlement currency for international trade backed 40% by physical gold and 60% by a basket of BRICS national currencies. This isn't a proposal. This isn't a white paper. This isn't academics debating monetary theory. This is a live, functioning alternative to the US dollar system that just went operational for nearly half the world's population. And if you don't understand what this means, if you don't understand the mathematical inevitability of what happens when the dollar loses its monopoly, you're about to watch your standard of living collapse in ways that will make 2008 look like a minor correction. In the next 25 minutes, I'm going to show you exactly how de-dollarization works, why it's accelerating faster than anyone predicted, and what it means for your savings, your investments, and your financial future. Because what's happening isn't a competition between currencies. It's the systematic dismantling of the economic structure that has allowed America to live beyond its means for 80 years. And when that structure breaks, everything changes. Let me start with the foundation so you understand what's actually at stake. The US dollar became the world's reserve currency in 1944 at the Bretton Woods Conference. Every major currency was pegged to the dollar. The dollar was pegged to gold at $35 per ounce. And most importantly, international trade, especially oil, was conducted in dollars. This created what economists call the exorbitant privilege. Here's what that means in practical terms. Because the world needs dollars to trade, there's constant global demand for US currency. That demand allows the United States to run massive trade deficits, importing far more than we export year after year, decade after decade, without the normal consequences. We can print dollars, and the world accepts them as payment for real goods, oil, electronics, cars, food, manufactured products. We get real stuff. They get paper that we printed. And because central banks around the world need to hold dollar reserves to participate in global trade, they buy U.S. Treasury bonds. That creates artificial demand for U.S. government debt, which allows America to borrow at lower interest rates than any other country on Earth. The exorbitant privilege means the U.S. can run an $800 billion trade deficit every single year and not face a currency crisis. It means we can run a $2 trillion budget deficit and still borrow at reasonable rates. It means American consumers can buy cheap imported goods while the government runs up $38 trillion in debt without immediate consequences. This is the foundation of American prosperity for the last 80 years. Not innovation, not productivity, not free markets. The structural advantage of controlling the global reserve currency. And that monopoly is ending right now. Not in 10 years, not in 5 years. Right now, in 2026. Here's what just changed in the last 60 days that accelerates everything. January 2026. BRICS officially launches the UNIT currency system. It's operational. Live transactions are being settled. Russia and India trade oil in units. China and Brazil settle agricultural commodities in units. Saudi Arabia and China are negotiating oil contracts denominated in units instead of dollars. This is the alternative system going live. January 2026. Saudi Arabia, the linchpin of the petrodollar system since 1974, joins BRICS formally. The petrodollar agreement, the deal where Saudi Arabia agreed to price oil exclusively in dollars in exchange for U.S. military protection, that informal arrangement has been dead since mid-2024. But Saudi Arabia joining BRICS and beginning to settle oil trades in yuan and potentially units, that's the final nail in the coffin. The petrodollar is over. January 2026. China's holdings of U.S. Treasury bonds dropped to $680 billion, the lowest level since 2008. They've sold over $600 billion in U.S. debt in the last decade. They're actively exiting. Russia sold virtually all of their U.S. Treasury holdings after 2022 sanctions. They went from $150 billion to under $10 billion. They don't want dollars. They don't trust dollars. And they're building alternatives. Let me show you the math of what happens when the dollar loses its monopoly. Because this isn't abstract economics. This is your life. Right now, the United States runs an $800 billion annual trade deficit. We import $3.8 trillion in goods and services. We export $3 trillion. We consume $800 billion more than we produce every single year. How do we get away with this without our currency collapsing? Because foreign countries need dollars for trade, so they accept our paper currency in exchange for their real goods. Chinese factories send us electronics. We send them dollars. Saudi Arabia sends us oil. We send them dollars. Germany sends us cars. We send them dollars. And because they need dollars to trade with each other, they accept this arrangement. But what happens when they don't need dollars anymore? What happens when China can buy Saudi oil with yuan or units? When Russia can sell natural gas to India in rupees? When Brazil can sell soybeans to China in yuan? when the BRICS nations, representing 46% of global population and $28 trillion in combined GDP, conduct trade without touching dollars, the demand for dollars collapses. And when demand for dollars collapses, the value of the dollar collapses. Here's the cascade that follows. Dollar devaluation. If the dollar loses 30% of its value against other currencies, everything we import becomes 30% more expensive overnight. Government insolvency. The U.S. currently pays $1.2 trillion per year in interest on $38 trillion in debt at an average rate around 3%. If rates go to 7% average as debt is refinanced at higher yields, the interest expense goes to $2.6 trillion per year. That's more than all tax revenue from individual income taxes. The budget becomes mathematically impossible. You can't cut spending enough, you can't raise taxes enough. The only option is money printing, which accelerates inflation, which weakens the dollar further, which requires more money printing. It's a death spiral. Standard of living collapse. The American middle class standard of living is built on cheap imports and cheap debt. When imports become expensive and debt becomes expensive, the standard of living collapses. Your salary might go up 5%, but prices go up 20%, 30%, 40%. Your purchasing power evaporates. Everything feels twice as expensive because it is. Retirement savings get destroyed by inflation. The comfortable middle class life you expected becomes unaffordable. This is not hyperbole. This is not doom porn. This is the mathematical consequence of losing reserve currency status. And we can see it happening in real time. The BRICS unit system is the infrastructure. It's built. It's operational. And now it's about adoption. How fast do countries switch from dollar-based trade to unit-based or yuan-based or rupee-based trade? Let me show you the adoption curve and why it's accelerating faster than anyone expected. Stage one was rejection, 2014 to 2020. Russia, China, and a few others started discussing alternatives to the dollar. It was mostly talk, some bilateral agreements. Russia-China settled some trade in local currencies, but small volume. Western economists dismissed it entirely. The dollar is eternal. There's no alternative. BRICS is a joke. Stage two is construction, 2020 to 2024. Serious infrastructure building. China launches CIPS, the Cross-Border Interbank Payment System, as an alternative to SWIFT. Russia develops SPFS, their financial messaging system. India internationalizes UPI, their payment interface. BRICS nations coordinate on gold purchases, buying over 1,100 tons per year for three straight years. They're building the rails for an alternative system. Stage three is operational launch, 2025 to 2026. The unit currency goes live in January 2026. Saudi Arabia joins BRICS. Oil trades start settling in non-dollar currencies at scale. We're here. This is happening now. Stage four is critical mass, 2026 to 2028 estimated. This is when enough countries join and enough trade volume shifts that the system becomes self-sustaining and the dollar loses its monopoly permanently. We're 12 to 24 months away from this point based on current adoption rates. Let me show you the adoption data that proves this is accelerating. Russia-China trade, 90% of bilateral trade is now settled in rubles and yuan, $0. That's over $200 billion in annual trade completely outside the dollar system. India-Russia oil. India is buying Russian oil and paying in rupees and UAE dirhams, bypassing dollars entirely. China-Saudi oil. China is now buying Saudi oil and paying in yuan. This is the petrodollar system dying in real time. BRICS expansion. 23 countries have formally applied to join BRICS, not fringe economies. Major players: Indonesia, Turkey, Egypt, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Iran, Nigeria, Thailand. These are not failed states. These are large, strategically important economies that want alternatives to dollar dependency. The network effect is critical here. Every country that joins makes the system more valuable for everyone else. When it was just five BRICS nations, it was limited. Now it's 10 plus, with 23 more applying. Soon it could be 30-plus nations representing over 60% of global population and 45% of global GDP. At that scale, the system doesn't need the dollar at all for intra-BRICS trade. And intra-BRICS trade is massive and growing. They trade oil, gas, food, minerals, manufactured goods, electronics, everything. If all of that shifts out of dollars, we're talking about $10-plus trillion in annual trade that no longer requires dollars. That's the demand destruction that collapses the exorbitant privilege. Now let me address the counter-argument, because I know what you're thinking. The dollar is too entrenched. Everyone uses it. The financial infrastructure is built on it. SWIFT processes 42 million messages per day. You can't just replace that overnight. This will take decades if it happens at all. And you'd be wrong, because it's not about replacing the dollar overnight globally. It's about creating a parallel system that's good enough for non-Western countries to opt into. And once that parallel system reaches critical mass, the dollar doesn't need to go to zero. It just needs to lose its monopoly. Let me give you the historical precedent. The British pound was the world's reserve currency for over a century. At its peak, two-thirds of global trade was denominated in pounds. Britain controlled a quarter of the world's landmass and 23% of the global population. The pound was eternal, unshakable, backed by the most powerful empire on Earth. Then World War I happened. Britain borrowed massively to fund the war. The pound weakened. The U.S. offered better terms on loans and had more gold reserves. By 1944, at Bretton Woods, the dollar officially replaced the pound. It took less than 30 years for the pound to go from dominant global currency to regional currency. Britain didn't collapse. The pound didn't go to zero. But Britain lost the exorbitant privilege, and the economic consequences were devastating. Post-war Britain faced decades of austerity, currency crises, and declining living standards. The same pattern is happening now, just faster, because technology accelerates everything. SWIFT took decades to build. CIPS was built in 5 years. The petrodollar took 30 years to fully establish after Bretton Woods. The BRICS unit system went from concept to operational in under 3 years. The timeline is compressing, and the U.S. is making every single mistake that accelerates de-dollarization. Weaponizing the dollar, sanctions on Russia froze $300 billion in reserves. That showed every country on Earth that dollar reserves can be confiscated if you cross Washington. China watched, India watched, Saudi Arabia watched, and they all started building alternatives. Weaponizing SWIFT. Cutting Russia from SWIFT showed that the payment system itself is a weapon. So countries built alternatives, CIEPS, SPFS, BRICS Pay. Freezing Afghanistan, the central bank reserves, $7 billion in Afghan reserves were frozen after the Taliban takeover. That money belonged to the Afghan people. The U.S. froze it. Every developing nation saw that and realized their reserves aren't safe. Unsustainable debt. $38 trillion in debt, $2 trillion annual deficits, $1.2 trillion in interest payments. The math doesn't work. Foreign creditors see this and don't want to hold dollars long term. Every time the U.S. weaponizes the financial system, it creates fear. And fear drives countries to build alternatives faster. We're forcing de-dollarization through our own actions. So what does the timeline look like? What are the specific milestones that tell you this is accelerating to the point of no return? 2026. Q2. Watch BRICS unit trading volume. If it reaches $500 billion in quarterly settlements, that's proof of serious adoption. 2026, Q3. Watch for major oil contracts denominated in units or yuan. If Saudi Arabia announces a long-term oil supply contract with China priced in yuan or units, that's the petrodollar officially dead. 2027, watch for BRICS expansion summit. If 10-plus new countries join formally, bringing total membership to 20-plus nations, that's critical mass approaching. 2027, 2028, watch the dollar's share of global reserves. It's currently 58%, down from 71% in 2000. If it drops below 50%, that's the psychological tipping point where the dollar is no longer the majority reserve currency. What do you actually do with this information? How do you position for a world where the dollar is no longer the monopoly reserve currency? First, reduce dollar-only exposure. If 100% of your assets are denominated in dollars, in U.S. stocks, U.S. bonds, U.S. cash, you are massively exposed to dollar devaluation. Diversify into hard assets that hold value regardless of currency. Physical gold, physical silver, Bitcoin. If you understand the volatility and risks, diversify into foreign assets, international stocks, especially in countries that will benefit from de-dollarization like China, India, Brazil, commodity exporters. Real assets, real estate in strong local markets, commodities, energy infrastructure, anything that produces real value regardless of currency fluctuations. Second, understand the sectors that get destroyed versus the sectors that survive. Destroyed. Financial services heavily dependent on dollar dominance. U.S. Treasury bonds if foreign buyers disappear. Import-dependent retailers if the dollar weakens and imports become expensive. High-debt companies that can't refinance if rates spike. Survive or thrive. Energy companies. Oil and gas demand doesn't disappear. Exporters. U.S. companies that sell globally benefit from a weaker dollar. Commodity producers. Gold, silver, agricultural, critical minerals. Companies with pricing power. Apple, Microsoft, Google, Coca-Cola. Companies that can raise prices and maintain margins. Third, watch the indicators that tell you this is accelerating. U.S. 10-year Treasury yield above 5.5% signals foreign buyers are disappearing. Dollar index, DXY, breaking below 95, signals sustained dollar weakness. Gold breaking $5,000 per ounce, signals global flight from fiat currencies. BRICS unit trading volume above $1 trillion quarterly, signals the alternative system is working at scale. The bottom line is this: de-dollarization is not a future threat. It's a current reality that's accelerating. The BRICS unit is operational. The petrodollar is dead. Foreign central banks are selling treasuries and buying gold. The alternative infrastructure is built and functioning. And the timeline to critical mass is 12 to 36 months, not decades. The dollar won't go to zero, but it will lose its monopoly. And when it does, the exorbitant privilege ends. America will have to pay for imports with real value, not printed paper. The government will have to fund deficits at market rates, not subsidized rates. And the American standard of living will adjust downward to match actual productivity, not monetary privilege. This is the Great Reset that nobody in Washington wants to admit is coming. But the math doesn't care about politics, and the math says de-dollarization is inevitable and accelerating. If this analysis showed you what's actually happening behind the headlines, subscribe and hit notifications. The next video covers the specific assets that survive currency transitions and the historical playbook from every previous reserve currency collapse. You need to see it, stay informed, stay prepared, and understand that the world you grew up in, where the dollar was king, is ending. What comes next will look very different.